Jamie Locker with you here on a Monday edition of the Green Zone. Hope you had a great weekend as the southwest portion of the province getting a little blast of winter right now. Snow, ice-covered roads around the Maple Creek, Highway 1 towards Medicine Hat, and winter conditions around Gull Lake right now. You can bring us up to date as that system moves east. 1-877-332-8255. But right now, let's get out our Red Pens locker and grade some football.
Brothers and sisters, from the A's of the Aaron to the F's of that Jared Goff, the passes and the failures, oh, the failures! Brothers and sisters, the good and the wretched and the touchdowns. This is Jamie and Locker's Sunday School.
Each and every week throughout the National Football League season, Locker and I give you our top grades and our failing grades. And of course, we invite you, the Green Zone audience, to text us your top grades and failing grades from what you saw play out on Sunday in the National Football League. 1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line here on the Green Zone.
We start with the F's. Failing grade, Jamie.
My failing grade is to the Las Vegas Raiders. They fired Chip Kelly last night.
Here comes the blitz. He's in trouble. Breaks away. And he's going down. And there's the fifth sack of the day. Pressure's coming. Smith hitches. And he's sacked again. Ooh. Oh, man. Myles Garrett just swats the ball out of the hand of Geno Smith. The 10th sack of the day.
Yes, they fired Chip Kelly. Why am I giving them a failing grade for firing Chip Kelly? Because they should have fired everyone else after last night's display against the Cleveland Browns. Pete Carroll, fired. Patrick Graham, defensive coordinator, fired. The offensive line allowed 10 sacks. Anybody want to wager a guess who the offensive line coach of the Las Vegas Raiders is? Tick-tock. Brennan Carroll, the son of Pete Carroll, is the offensive line coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, who gave up 10 sacks. Fired, fired, fired. I would rather this team just have their players coach the rest of the season. Just have the players coach themselves for the duration of this year, because this coaching staff has this team ill-prepared to play every single week. And they the Browns rookie quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, was the first Browns rookie quarterback in the last 30 years to win his first start. That's bad to be the team that breaks that streak for Browns rookie quarterbacks. Awful, pathetic are the Las Vegas Raiders. The whole thing's my failing. Mark Davis all the way down. Failing great is the Las Vegas Raiders. Locker, you're failing grade? What is it?
Well, this little segment is called Sunday School, but I'm still bothered by the Thursday nighter.
Allen, under pressure, pocket collapsing, down he goes. Allen, look out from behind, avoids the sack, still running around, whoo, and down he goes. Allen pressured again, down he goes.
Still living on that one, eh, Locker?
8 sacks. What are you doing? What are you doing? They got to go to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers on Sunday. That's a decent defense. They better figure it out. With the win, they were almost guaranteed a playoff spot. You just had to beat the Houston Texans.
Texans are a good team. Good defense.
They're an okay team. They better put up 55 points on the Steelers on Sunday, or it's going to be a long rest of the season for the Bills.
There's our failing grades as we get to our top grades. I was battling this one. What's my top grade of the night? But there was one play that literally brought me out of my seat yesterday.
Another trick play as Olszewski throws. Whoa! It's caught. Olszewski with the pass.
Whoa!
Into the end zone for a Giants touchdown, Jameis Winston.
So that, by the way, that play-by-play call was absolutely awful for what happened on that play. So Jameis Winston throws it off to Olszewski. He's running around. He throws it back to Jameis Winston, who has to make an incredible adjustment to just catch the pass. Then he has to shake off a 250-pound linebacker trying to drag him down, and then he dances into the end zone. Yes, the New York Giants blew it. Yes, Jameis Winston is a bit of a character. Some love him, some hate him. But that play yesterday, I was like, whoa, what a play by he's almost 32 years old, Jameis Winston, as a quarterback, making that play on an adjustment, shaking a guy loose. That's my top grade. That's my top play from yesterday in the National Football League.
When I saw the highlight, I was like, oh, that reminds me, I got to go see a chiropractor.
What's your top grade, Locker?
Mine's ironic. I'd like to give my top grade to Shedeur Sanders.
There's no choice, there's no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. Who cares? You know? So a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know? It ain't going to happen.
There is a balance you need in life. And I don't care if you're a quarterback in the NFL or if you're a DJ on a local radio station in Saskatchewan, I don't care. You gotta have some confidence, right? And there are certain things that you do in life where you might even need a little bit more confidence. But a lack of self-awareness that he possesses is staggering. And I kind of want to like the guy. I do, because I think he has the potential to be really good. But he's going to have a lot of problems if he can't stop thinking and talking about himself. It's a team sport, and he brings everything back around to himself. And it's going to get him in trouble. It really is. And the problem is it's going to get in the way of his success at what he needs to do, because other people around him are going to try to put him in his place, like his coach. You played that clip where he begrudgingly gave Kevin Stefanski, begrudgingly gave him a little mention during his wrap-up speech. He knows he has to do it. It's a rookie quarterback. They got to win. But you can feel it. You can just hear it. And if he's not picking up on that, or he doesn't have people in his life that are trying to pull him down.
Well, that was planned by Kevin Stefanski.
100%.
He knew if I make this about Shedeur, this kid's ego is going to be unstoppable. So he tempered the enthusiasm of his first win on purpose, because there's a reason Shedeur Sanders fell. He was a first-round talent, and he fell to the fifth round because of his personality.
Because of his interviews with the teams. After he met with all
of them.
So
you're giving him your top grade for...
I was trying to be funny.
Oh, you're just trying to tick me off. Yeah, you wanted me to flip a table.
I knew it would upset you, too, because he beat your Raiders.
Now I see what you tried to do there. Nice try, Lauren.
You got to work... Like, it's tough, right? You got, because you need to have that confidence to go and play that position. But there's a balance, and he's young, and hopefully he'll figure it out.
You got to be a team guy, though.
You can't make everything about you.
Now, there's our top grades and our failing grades here on the Green Zone, 1-877-332-8255. Who gets your top grade from yesterday in the National Football League? Who gets your failing grade in the NFL? Let us know now here on the Green Zone on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. I'm going to look over at the board. Chiefs miss the playoffs is on the board for Locker.
There's still a chance.
Hey, it's still a...
I'm holding out hope.
Yes, there's a chance, because the schedule for the Chiefs is not getting easier as some surprise teams in the National Football League are ahead for the Chiefs. Like, they have to go into Dallas. Dallas just beat the Eagles. Then they have the Houston Texans, who just beat your Bills. Chargers are a bit of a mystery. The Broncos, still a good team. And then they end the season against the Raiders. So there's a gimme putt again. But the Chiefs yesterday came back and beat the Indianapolis Colts.
What do they need to get in there? They need to win how many of those games?
Well, the Chiefs right now are at 6-5.
I think they can only lose one game.
Probably right.
One or two?
They'll probably have to be 11-6. 10-7 might squeeze you into the playoffs, but they still have to leapfrog the Chargers. I don't think they're catching the Broncos for the division. But they lose that game yesterday, and I look at the scheduling, and I'm like, it's shot. There's no way they're coming back from this. But what a huge win for the Chiefs to try to keep the hope alive that they can get into the playoffs.
Scary thing about the Chiefs, too, is after a win like that, they're going to go in like a house on fire against Dallas on Thursday.
Well, it's the Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas for the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, Thanksgiving in the United States means football all day long. We should have like a Green Zone potluck for Thanksgiving.
We got Belton on the show today. We'll ask him if he wants to come down and hang out with us.
No, that's going to be a no. Belton's got plans on American Thanksgiving. They ain't coming down here to hang out with us.
Well, we got to make it interesting for him. I don't know. We got to bribe him somehow. So he'll cancel all his plans and hang out with us and cook for us all day. What can we do?
How much money you got?
That's probably what it's going to take. It's not a cash thing. Like he'll want us to clean his car for a year or something. You in? Once a week, we got to clean his car.
I don't think he'll even say yes to that.
No?
No. We'd probably have to clean his bathrooms and his car and drive his kids around everywhere. We'd probably have to be his butler, is what we're doing for a year. But yeah, Thanksgiving Day, the Chiefs and
Cowboys. I'm not out.
We'll see if we can negotiate with Belton. coming up. But yes, American Thanksgiving means football on Thursday. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, we're going to talk about the Connor Bedard story that's gaining traction all over social media.
Connor, can you please sign a magazine for me, man? You can personalize it, please. You can personalize it. There's only three of us. I've never gotten your autograph before. You can personalize it.
We got to go.
Please?
What's the personalized thing?
I don't care. What if I write to Joanna for you?
Because it's less money if it's personalized.
Okay, I see.
So if you write to Clark, something like that, it's less money on eBay because it's a personalized thing. But if it's just his autograph, it's clean, it's pure, it's more tradable than if it's personalized.
Listen, so I don't want to discourage people from getting autographs, but
Connor Bedard is getting heat for this. There's a lot of people. This video goes around, and a musician I follow said, "I signed 2 hours worth of autographs after our show. It's a privilege that people want your autograph. Just do it." Murray on our Facebook page, Jamie and I, the sports guy, said, "How hard is it to just sign the damn autograph for people? I wish these divas would just sign.
It's different. This is a business.
So Connor Bedard.
They're hunting these guys down and are.
Do you believe he's got some splaining to do?
It's not. It's not an 8-year-old kid, you know.
Even then, there's stars who won't sign for kids because
it sets a precedent.
No. Autograph seekers pay kids to get autographs now for them.
Oh, come on.
It's sick.
Oh, there should be laws against that. First Charles Bronson when you need one.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Monday Night Football tonight. It is the San Francisco 49ers against the Carolina Panthers. The curling trials continue. A big one tonight. Matt Dunstone, Brad Gugeau, both teams are 3-0. To start the Canadian Olympic curling trials, of course, the winner on the men's and women's side will represent Canada in Italy. On the women's side of things, Carrie Anderson is 4-0 after a win this afternoon. Team Holman bounced back after a loss last night. They are 3-1. Coming up next, was Connor Bedard offside? Should he have just signed it? Or should autograph seekers get a life? 1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Hope you're having a great Monday, Saskatchewan. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. We are opening up the fan line, so give us a call now. 1-877-332-8255. We'd love to get you on the radio this afternoon. Connor Bedard, was he offside for rejecting some autographs?
Connor, can you please sign a magazine for me, man? You can personalize it, please. You can personalize it. There's only three of us. I've never gotten your autograph before. You could personalize it.
We gotta go.
Please?
We gotta be in 2 minutes.
What if I write to Joanna for you? I've never gotten you, dude. Please, just really quick, you can on it. I don't care. I got every single one of these magazines signed before. And you're the only person I've never gotten. What can I do to say yes? It takes 2 seconds to sign. Can you just walk and sign it, please? Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Connor, please.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor. So, Connor Bedard and few of his teammates are walking down the street when all of a sudden the camera's on him. Guy with a cell phone recording it, asking for an autograph. And you know this is a pro autographer. He's laying, I've never got you before. I'll personalize it.
Oh, that's like, not in question here.
He is clearly dropping all the
that's not us.
Here you go.
Speculating. That is 100 there. It's a business. It's become a business.
1-877-332-8255, because there are those who believe Connor Bedard is showing a bit of a deal. Why can't he just sign? It only takes 2 seconds to sign an autograph. You can watch the video on our social media. On Facebook, Jamie and I, the sports guy. Mixed reaction there. But Murray said, very offside. Without fans, they in the league are nothing. Hopefully a real pro takes him down a peg or two. This is sad to see that he did not sign an autograph.
Well,
for these.
The other side of it, and we talked about this earlier, and people need to be aware of this, and this is where the hypocrisy comes into it, and this is where it gets really muddy. The waters get really muddy. These high-end hockey players, basketball players, football players, they sign deals with companies, and they're exclusive, and they will only sign like upper deck cards. But they're making money from Upper Deck.
Yep.
Okay, and then they might even have a jersey deal where they only sign some kind of a brand, right?
And Connor Bedard does have a Fanatics deal, as so there are many who do.
The thing that I said is I would like, if you're going to do that, I think you got to be upfront with these guys. Regardless if they're kids or professional autograph seekers, you got to be upfront. And maybe he was. Maybe we didn't get to see that in the video. I have a deal, and this is the only thing that I signed, so I'm not signing your magazine. Go away.
1-877-332-8255. Taylor, what do you think of Connor Bedard? Should he have just signed the autographs?
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. The guy makes millions of dollars, and he's playing a game he loves. I mean, the only time I could see him not doing that is if you're walking with your kids and you're trying to have family time, then I think people need to respect that. But if you're just walking with a couple of your buddies on the street, listen, this kid has been driving me crazy since he started playing because of his attitude. Even, I don't know what the whole scandal with him not going to go play with Crosby and McKinnon in the world, that I think it was last year or the year before, that annoyed me. But now, and then I start to pick up a little love for this kid because he's Canadian, and then he does something stupid like this and ignorant. It just drives me nuts. I think there is absolutely no reason in the world, whether you're doing it for a business or not, everyone's got to make a living. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd do it because I'm a fan. But, I mean, that really annoys me as a fan because I think Murray's right. Fans run the league. They make the league run. And secondly, Bombers suck.
The one thing that I will say.
This is now a tradition for Taylor with the Bombers suck.
Taylor makes some great points, and you're allowed to have that opinion. But I will say this. These guys are, I've seen them. They're stalkers. And it's, and I feel bad. Listen, I know he makes millions of dollars. He's very lucky to get to do what he does. And there is an element of this, but these guys are, they're offside. They're obtrusive. They follow buses around. They go to the hotels. Like there's like literally, I worked in a hotel when I was in radio school, and these people were around back then, and we had to have security remove them because they're clients of the hotel, and these people are like running through the hallways of the. Well, they get into the service
in Edmonton. You know Edmonton, like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse downtown Edmonton.
Yeah,
when the opposing teams are in town, there's usually a few guys who are just lingering, right?
This isn't just
lingering
kids.
On a Friday night, knowing, hey, I know the Penguins are in town. Maybe Crosby's going to check out a steakhouse, and then oh, there they are. Hey,
Taylor has gross. A point. I think there is an element of that in professional sports, or if you're a musician, you should feel lucky that somebody actually values your. What is that? Is my life better? Because I got Jamie and I's signature on a napkin?
Well, yes. 1-877-332-8255.
No.
Terry, what say you? What do you think? Should Bedard just sign whatever's put in front of him?
Nope. If I was him, I would have signed to bite me or something like that. Because this guy isn't doing it as a fan. He's doing it as the monitor. Like, you know, it's a business transaction.
Yeah.
And can I comment on the Sanders thing quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're putting him in the next weekend, and they're just praying that he just gets beat right into the turf so they can shut him up.
Well, there are those around the Cleveland Browns who think Kevin Stefanski would be more than happy if Shedeur Sanders got fed some humility.
Back to the, this is why this autograph seeking thing is so, like, it is such muddy waters. It is such a quagmire. You're jumping into, because the players know it's a business as well. So they sign these deals. So there's a hypocrisy. Like, so you, can you be mad at the guy that's trying to get an autograph to make a little bit of money?
Yeah.
Because the guy, no, like, he's making money from Upper Deck, right? I think what I think you need to do, if you're in a position, or you got a kid in your life, like, if somebody in your family gets to a point where someone seeks their autograph or a selfie or whatever, you got to be very upfront with everybody. Just the truth. This is what I do, and you got to stay firm to it.
This is my rule. I have a rule.
You can't waver. You can't scribble something on a magazine while they're just to get rid of them. Just this is my rule, and this is how I. And you've got to be firm. And if you don't do that, then you're going to get yourself into trouble. And because Bedard can't win.
Oh, this isn't the first time. Opinion. You 100%. This is not the first time. This is. Yeah, I know.
And he can't win. He can't. No matter what he does in that situation, you can't win. So the truth is gonna. It's the only thing that's gonna be on his side. I signed a deal with this company and this company. So that's the only stuff that I sign. Get out of my face.
1-877-332-8255. Dave has texted in. These guys are like paparazzi. Connor Bedard didn't do anything wrong. Matt says, I'm tired of without fans, they'd be nothing. Well, without pro athletes, a lot of us would be real freaking sad without watching sports. This says Matt in Regina. But Matt also says, that dude needs to get a grip. Let the kid hang with his friend. Kick rocks. Connor's in the right on this one. Mark, those were not fans. asking for autographs. They were just doing it for money. And there's those who said, who cares? He's already making millions. Help these guys get rich, right? You're helping somebody make some cash, Connor Bedard. Why not? Just sign the damn magazine. Who cares if this guy sells it for $400? You're not doing it. Help a brother out. But I will say this. If you feed these autograph seekers,
that's why you got to be.
It gets worse and worse.
Yeah. That's why you got to be consistent.
1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Was Connor Bedard offside? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on this Monday afternoon. Connor Bedard once again in the spotlight with a video of him rejecting to sign a magazine. It was
very split.
Draft text, prospects.
Text line is very split on this.
I get those who say, just sign the damn thing.
Yeah.
Like, really? What trouble is it?
The one text we did get was, I think it is very much a situation, right? Like if he's at the rink or he's at an event, that's one thing. He's walking from whatever. They went for lunch. Him and the guys from the Blackhawks, the younger guys, they went for lunch or something. Grabbed a bite to eat and then they're on their way back to the rink. Leave him alone. I don't know. I think there's a certain amount of a lack of humanity in the world that we live in right now where everybody thinks that you owe them something. That bothers me.
Well, we're going to have Drew on later this week. I think we have Ben Pope on who covers the Blackhawks. I imagine he sees it all the time, the autograph seekers around hotels and everything with the team. But Drew Remender will tell you what it's like on the road with these professional autograph seekers.
Oh, there's...
Like they hurt.
And it's
harass,
not three of them.
They stalk. They go out of their way to try... And then try to wear you down. Like, that guy was just trying to wear him down. Like, I got him. I got him on the spot. I got him on camera. I'm just going to go until... he was walking. Like, Connor Bedard literally says, no, we got a meeting in 10 minutes. Like, we're going. No. Even his teammates are like, he said no.
Yeah.
And the guy just kept going. And eventually, Connor Bedard grabs his pen and scribbles on the magazine. That was not his signature.
I kind of agree with Terry. I like that idea. If you've got a guy like that who is just aggressive and being rude, but bite me on it, right?
They'd still sell it because he's got it on video. Hey, get the exclusive Connor Bedard bite me signature. 1-877-332-8255. Larry, what do you think with Connor not signing this person's magazine?
Larry or Murray?
You're up.
You're up.
No problem. I used to be chaplain for the Riders when the visiting teams would come in. A little off topic, but not really. I had the opportunity to go for drinks with John Candy and a few of the ballplayers. And at the end of the evening, John Candy left the girl a $75 tip, and she didn't know whether she wanted the signature or whether she wanted to keep the $75.
So what are you saying? He should have just signed the deal? Like, signed it or no?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know being around the professional athletes is that they are definitely bombarded and that there are people who try to make the almighty dollar. And I'm in favor for the kids getting an autograph. But, you know, we also know that kids also feed, whether it's their parents or somebody else, so they can make a dollar. So it's a vicious cycle, and I would agree with what you had to say about Connor and the rest of the athletes. It's a no-win situation for them. And like this poor girl, I didn't know, and she was somewhat flustered for the rest of the evening. She didn't know what she was going to do.
Well, Murray, thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. And they do. They will hire kids to try to get autographs from pro athletes. They do.
I'm taking the $75. Not that anybody cares what my opinion is, but.
Can you get both? No.
I don't want your signature. I don't need a picture. You're really good at something. That's fantastic. I love watching you on Saturday nights. That's great. Go score a hat trick. I don't have a book at home with a bunch of signatures in it. I'm not going to bring a jersey around. I'm not. That's great. I don't get this obsession that we have with this stuff. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because there's value in it. Because there is. There is value. People will pay money for it. Or people hold on to things. I got autographed when I was 8 years old. I got Dave Ridgway and Jeff Fairholm's autograph on the kick poster. That mattered to me. It was, hey, there's Dave Ridgway. He made the kick in 1989. Here's Jeff Fairholm with the big play.
You were eight. You were eight.
Exactly.
But the adults running around
are making money.
I can't see you running around getting autographs at 45, Jamie Nye.
No.
I can't. Like,
but Brendan P.A., I can see if it was a 10-year-old kid wanting an autograph and he did that, then yeah, it would be offside. But this is a grown man who's come running up to him, wouldn't leave him alone. That guy was out of line. 100%. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. The Canadian Olympic curling trials continue on the women's side. Carrie Anderson's rank 4-0, one up on Rachel Holman. Bounced back after a loss last night with a win today. Main event tonight, the two undefeated rinks on the men's side. Brad Gugeau against Matt Dunstone. That one is about to begin, actually, in Halifax. For the Saskatchewan rinks, Team McEwen's at 1-2. Ryland Kleider at 0-3. And Corey Mace isn't going anywhere. The Toronto Argonauts wanted to interview him, and he said pass on an increased role and head coach of the Argos. Coming up next, Belton Johnson, our football analyst on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.